Welcome to The Week Ahead in Russia, RFERL's Monday podcast about significant developments and upcoming events in Moscow and beyond. I'm Steve Gutterman, and I'm on my own today, so it's a one-person podcast. I'm probably missing something, but I don't see any big expected Russia-related news events coming up this week. Next week is the anniversary of Natalia Estimirova's killing, the 10th anniversary. Later in July, Ukraine holds parliamentary elections. But today, I'm going to focus on how the Kremlin and the Russian government, mainly the defense ministry, have handled the news of the submarine fire that killed 14 sailors. That took place on July 1st and was announced, or we heard about it on July 2nd. Obviously, the first thing I think that came to many people's minds when they heard of this tragedy was the Kursk, the submarine that sank after explosions on board in August 2000, killing all 118 seamen on board. And that was kind of a watershed event for Russia. It was early in Putin's first term. It was kind of a big test for him, and in many ways, he did not handle it well in terms of responding to what happened, and also in terms of kind of the PR or how it made him and the government look. There was anger among the relatives. His reaction was delayed. He went up there, several days after it happened, and he faced angry relatives. You'd think, one of the things that might have been learned would be to be more open. I mean, I'm just positing that as something you might to be compassionate, to sort of talk about it and be treated as a tragedy it was. But it seems like from this event, for whatever reasons, I think there's a lot of reasons, but the main lesson that Putin seems to have maybe learned from the Kursk was to maintain control over the story and over what gets out about what happens. At least that's one lesson that he seems to have learned based on what's been said by Russia and by the government and by Putin. One thing is, he was in the Kursk. After the Kursk tragedy, he was blamed or criticized for not, going up there early. This time he didn't go at all. And one of the main things, I think, is kind of the Kremlin and the government have kept control over the information that's coming out about this. That was something I'm sure they wish they had done better after the Kursk sinking. In this case, we've been told almost nothing about certain aspects of what happened. The name, the type of vessel it was. We actually have not heard that, officially. And a lot of other questions, about the details. We're told Shoigu eventually, days after, said that the fire started in the battery compartment. But the Russian media gave that as the cause, but obviously it's not the cause. It's just the location of where the fire started, according to the authorities. The cause, I'm not sure. I could have missed it, but I'm not sure we've been told officially what the cause is suspected to have been. So, not that much information getting out. Eventually, they did again say, yes, this vessel had a nuclear reactor, but this was, not affected. Putin said it was not affected, or Putin said it was not affected. Shoigu said that. What we are getting some detail about is about, the kind of the heroism of crew members, and including those who were killed. Putin and others have said they saved a civilian who was on board, and other crew members on this submersible. I don't believe we've been told how many crew members there actually were. 14 were killed. We're told that a civilian on board and some others survived. And some details about how they were said to have been saved or rescued. So, and I think, you know, one thing that's allowed the Kremlin to kind of keep control over the information about this is the fact that it's a military accident. They're citing classified information, military secrets. And essentially, I think they've been treating it, Russia's been treating it as a purely military accident. I mean, of course, it was a military accident or incident. But so was the sinking of the Kursk, and that disaster reverberated throughout Russian society. And I think, you know, the goal of the Kremlin in this case is for that not to happen. We haven't seen much of the relatives, and the secrecy aspect, the military aspect, has allowed the Kremlin, I think, to keep details under wraps, you know, and have a decent argument for doing so. You know, they're not denying this was AS-31 or AS-12. Vessel that it reportedly was, but they're not confirming that either. You know, and one thing that happened at the start was obviously the fire, according to authorities, occurred on July 1st. This came out a day later. And, you know, a lot of what we're seeing, what is coming out is kind of heroism of the crew. And we haven't seen much of the relatives, the survivors certainly, or the relatives of the victims who were killed in this tragedy. So I think it's something that, you know, I think the Kremlin wants to go away to some degree. And one interesting aspect, and you know, it does play into Putin's, you know, I'm not going to say the kind of war footing thing, but you know, it's kind of an excuse, I think, you know, that's convenient for Putin, you know, for this to be sort of part of, well, these people were, you know, seven of them, I think, were first rank captains, which is a fairly high rank. And, you know, the sort of storyline and is that they were killed and fulfilling their military duty. Obviously, you know, that does seem to be the case, but it's kind of, I think, the way that the way it's being treated is sort of an effort to sort of keep it as a purely military incident. Now, one thing that was kind of interesting, I mean, amid this kind of dearth of official information Putin and Shoigu did describe the fact that, you know, they said that the nuclear reactor was not affected. They did sort of point that out or state that. But with little other details, and still not saying what kind of ship it was or what kind of vessel it was, and then I think it was at a funeral, one of the funerals for the victims, where media were kept away. But it came out that a high-ranking Russian military officer said that these sailors had averted, I think the quote was, a catastrophe on a planetary scale. So that's something that's suddenly coming out. Like, so, you know, obviously, what the first thing you think of is that, oh, it could have been a serious, you know, nuclear incident. And I don't know really much about the technical side of this, so I'm not going to go into that. And I don't know whether that was part of kind of a planned, you know, way of casting this, or, you know, maybe just a random comment by an official who may or may not have know what he's talking about, or it could be something that wasn't meant to get out, but did come out. But you know, it's you know, planetary scale. Obviously, you know, that's one way of that obviously raises eyebrows, and is one way of saying, well, look, you know, don't criticize us. That, you know, this was a heroic action by the crewmen who were killed, and you know, we averted a serious problem for many people. So anyway, that kind of added an element to this whole discussion or this whole tragedy. It's something that I haven't really seen explained very well yet. So maybe we'll see more about that. That's it for today. I'll be back next Monday to take a look again at the week ahead in Russia. And meanwhile, on Friday, please have a look at my newsletter, The Week in Russia. Thanks for listening.